AlcaVision.com.
If you know somebody who was in Joplin, Missouri and survived the tornadoes, that's a good thing. There are still so many missing and not a clear-cut way to find some of those people. Sadly, we know they may turn up dead among the dead, but there may be others who somehow ended up someplace else. And at least that's the tiny little bit of hope that relatives and friends are holding on to. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to cut a large swath, a friendly one, across the midsection of America and beyond, both on the East Coast and on the West Coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. What's on your mind and still heavy on our minds is Joplin, Missouri, because you're probably starting to see some of the pictures. And the pictures are scary. The pictures aren't a suburb where one street, some buildings get knocked down. I mean, it is flattened. Flattened. Doesn't look like the Joplin, Missouri, the beautiful Joplin, Missouri that I've been through a couple of times. And it breaks your heart to see it. And you really feel for the people who desperately are trying to make sense of what happened. It's a tornado. It's a tornado with not a lot of warning. And I said this before, survivors, I think some of them have said it best, tornadoes have come and gone in Missouri, in Joplin, in many of the states along Tornado Alley, but no destruction like this before. Not really. Not the kind of horrible things that we've seen, much like Tuscaloosa in Alabama. The same scenario, but maybe even a little bit worse. Just pickup sticks and a thing here or there sticking up. Oh, there's a pair of jeans, but we can't make out anything else. X-rays that were blown 70 miles away. That still is crazy. From a hospital where people survived, even though the windows were blown out, and there were many that were in beds that had to hurry up and be pushed into hallways as the windows went. That was the one, I think it really was one of the only feel-good stories out of Joplin, Missouri. And, of course, people surviving and people coming to lend a helping hand, that's always a good thing. Here's what one man described as to what happened in another part of the country in Kansas when a tornado ripped through his particular area. His name's Dan Goff. Take a listen.
I had to climb out of the passenger door because the truck was laying sideways. And a policeman that was running radar witnessed it happened, and he told me he witnessed the tornado pick up my truck and slam it to the ground. Dropped it back down. I think it smashed it on the front end a little bit first, but broke the windshield, and I couldn't see anything. I just felt it getting like I was in a tin can getting squeezed. I started seeing debris, so I started slowing down. And next thing I knew, I was just being toppled around in the truck. I didn't even have time to really be scared.
No time to even be scared. How about that? Brian in Missouri, patiently waiting. Hey, Brian, you're our leadoff man. How are you?
Hey, Kay. I would be better if we'd ever get out of this tornado outbreak over here in Missouri.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's all anyone's talking about, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, even though I'm in the northeast corner that hasn't seen the brunt of it for the most part, but we've still been seeing our fair share of it. Seems like for about the past week, we have not had even a single day of a break from tornado warnings, it seems like.
Yeah, I understand that. That means you're living with sirens constantly going off in the background, aren't you?
So far up where I'm at, they haven't really sounded off too much. We had one major outbreak today that had sirens going off right and left. But so far, knock on wood, up here in this corner, we've actually been kind of the lucky ones in the state.
Well, be thankful for that, Brian, because you know what's happening in the rest of the state, you've seen the pictures of it, and it's indescribable, really. It is. It's like Joplin's not even there. Most of Joplin.
Yeah, they're even saying that they've had to send everybody that was in that one hospital to basically every other major hospital in the state, and with Kansas City keep getting hammered. If they lose that hospital over there, that's going to make things twice as worse.
Right, absolutely, for everybody else, because now you're going to have an overcrowding situation, and then you stretch the medical people thin, and sure, it's not good. The only thing that is good is that those people did survive, and you would agree with that, that they were able to get out of there, that they didn't have some horrible thing happen where the building, if that tornado had hit that hospital, you could have had in the hospital alone hundreds of people dead.
Yeah, and I read in a paper tonight that our Governor Nixon over here has signed a proclamation that's allowing pharmacists and doctors to come from other states to practice, to just lend a helping hand, and for pharmacists to go on ahead and dispense medication since medical records are lost, and they even said that some of those x-rays ended up two counties away.
Yeah, I thought that was an amazing thing that people said they went into their driveway or they went to pick up their paper and they found x-rays of all kinds of body parts, skulls and heads, and had no idea, and then put two and two together and realized how far that had gone. That shows you the power of that particular tornado. It 200 miles an hour, they say. 200 miles an hour, you cannot survive that if you're right in its wake.
And I've heard President Obama's plan on being up here Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, that's going to do is slow things down, because they're not going to get anything done while he's there. If he actually wants to come and help, why don't he actually start getting some shovels or something, and not just enough for a picture op, and actually get in and actually help with the actual recovery effort.
Actually, you do have a point, because when a president comes into town, you have to have Secret Service all over the place. People are going to stop doing what they're doing because they want to reach out to the president. But it'll be for a short amount of time. I don't think he's going to be there for a very long time. You know, he's not going to be there overnight. He's going to be there for maybe an hour or so, and that's it, and then on to the next thing. So it won't be as disastrous, if you will, as you think. And if he's got to, because he's the president, he's got to get down there and look at it. And you want him to, in one sense, so that he realizes the federal money going toward that. You got to open up the floodgates, for lack of a better way, Brian, to describe it, so that more money can get to the people who need it. It's because it's a disaster area, there's no question. Brian, thanks for sharing. We appreciate it. You take care up there in your little corner of Missouri, and stay safe, stay safe. Coming up here on America Tonight, we are, I promise, we're going to get to the mail. We're also going to give you another version of We Can Count, because it's all about the numbers. Follow the money, follow the numbers, and almost any story. I mean, I'm talking sports, news, upside-down world kind of stuff, whatever. So we'll get to We Can Count. Also, coming up around the bend, oh, yes, the budget woes. And Paul Ryan didn't have as many friends as he thought he would have. And what about New York 26 and all the scare over Medicare? That's coming up around the bend.
Give us 30 minutes a week, and we'll help you raise a great kid. That's our motto for 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net. We know that most moms and dads just want to raise a great kid, so we bring in best-selling authors, early childhood researchers, and experienced parents who've got the facts, the insights, and the know-how to make the toughest job in the world just a little bit easier. Shy kids, aggressive kids, boys struggling in school, how not to spoil your child. You'll hear it all on 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
That looms over America is what should be done about Medicare. What needs to happen? The Senate rejected the Republican budget plan. That happened on Wednesday. Paul Ryan knew it was kind of dicey, but I think he had his fingers crossed that there might have been a way it would go through. But what happened was some of your more moderate Republicans threw in with the Democrats that rejected the House budget plan for turning Medicare into what they say is a voucher-like program for future beneficiaries, meaning most of the people that are either in it right now, in the very beginning stages perhaps, and certainly people in the future that would be there. So five Republicans said, nah, we're killing this sucker. We don't like it. We don't like transforming Medicare into this, that people who are now 54 years old and younger would get a subsidy to purchase health insurance rather than have the government directly pay the hospital and the doctor bills. Because Democrats say, you know, the plan would end Medicare as we know it. Here's what the problem is, and I think this is why your more moderate Republicans threw in on this. The scary part of the, okay, we'll give you the voucher thing is you're playing Russian roulette, but aren't we all playing Russian roulette with where the system's going to be? How much are the costs, and here's the amount you get, and Godspeed, and who knows what you'll be charged. We don't trust that it won't be sky high. So I don't necessarily, it makes sense that the people who didn't jump in, who said, no, 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 we can't go here. And, you know, Olympia Snow was one of them. Susan Collins, Scott Brown from Massachusetts, Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. And the Tea Party favorite Rand Paul opposed the plan from the right because he says it doesn't actually balance out and would add trillions of dollars to the U.S. debt anyway. The bottom line is it didn't have a great chance heading into the actual vote. So the Dems staged the votes to put the Republicans on record regarding a plan from House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. And the big sticking point is, you know, predicting what the House Medicare plan would pay a shrinking share of seniors' insurance premiums over time. And, you know, what happens then? They choose policies that don't offer as much coverage or force them to pay thousands of dollars a year in higher premiums, yada, yada. You know how this debate goes. You know where the debate, why that debate is taking place and how it ended up in that position. Initially, when Ryan went to the mat and laid out his plan, there were a lot of people that were questioning the Medicare aspect of it in the first place. So it wasn't likely that this was going to sail through the Senate. And sure enough, it just became reality that didn't happen. But listen to a couple of things. First, listen quickly to Paul Ryan talking about Medicare, you know, New York 26, not about Medicare, also scaring seniors, and this wasn't the time to go weak on this whole thing. That's the first part I want you to hear. Check it out.
In the heat of a fast special election where you have a third-party candidate running as a Tea Party, right, spending millions of dollars, you're going to have some confusion. I don't think we should overread this. I think what we're getting here is the president's party has decided not to try and solve these fiscal problems, but to exploit the fears surrounding them. I think we were elected in this last election to take a stand on fixing this country's fiscal problems, to go after spending, to solve this debt crisis. They're going to run these attack ads at us regardless. This is a time for leaders to be leaders. This is not a time for us to follow our fears. This is a time for us to lead. Because if we don't address our country's fiscal problems, we're going to have a debt crisis.
All right, while that was going on, Bill Clinton said this to the Democrats: don't get too cocky about the voters' rejection of Paul Ryan's Medicare plan, because there's a special election for a vacant House seat on Tuesday. A Democratic candidate upset a Republican one in a very, very Republican stronghold in upstate New York. The race was kind of a litmus test or a proxy on Ryan's controversial proposal to convert Medicare to the voucher system. And Clinton was speaking at a summit somewhere, and he said that the race showed that voters don't like the plan, but he also said to his fellow Democrats, don't shy away from tackling entitlement programs. So that led to Paul Ryan having to say this about Clinton's statements.
That's encouraging. I mean, that's what a statesman would say. You know what's interesting about this was President Clinton had this bipartisan commission to save Medicare in 1999, chaired by John Brough, this Democratic senator from Louisiana. This is what they recommended.
And I checked and made sure. I kind of remembered that, and he's right on point there. Here's what the former here's more in the former Prez and Ryan and 26 all wrapped up into a neat bundle.
Hey, Paul.
Hey,
Ryan,
how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I'm glad we won this race in New York, but I hope the Democrats don't use it as an excuse to do nothing.
I guess it's just going to sink into paralysis is what's going to happen. And you know the math. I mean, it's just we knew we were putting ourselves out there, but you got to start this. You got to get out there. You got to get this thing moving.
You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. I'll give you a call. Great. Thanks.
There you go. So let's get the opinion of Dale in Illinois about what we were just talking about there with Ryan and the voucher and all that sort of stuff. Dale, welcome to the show. Thanks for the call.
Well, thanks, Delaney. I appreciate it. I want to comment first, however. Don't be walking in the raw all the way to New Jersey. We got to have some stability in this country, you know? We can't have everybody parked on the side of the freeway.
I was trying to make the point that there was no way. Dan in Texas is so sure. He's so filled with anger that he is going to single-handedly impeach the president of the United States, and it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't. It isn't. People that oppose his views just have to get out and vote.
That's right.
One other thing, side item. What's a Schlotsky? You mentioned that people buying that at the baseball game.
I did. Schlotsky is a food chain all over the place. It's a type of sandwich. You know, it has different things on it, ham and cheese.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah. I thought it was
Schlotsky. You thought it was? Oh, no. I said Chotsky.
Chotsky.
Chotsky is a souvenir, a bobblehead doll, a pennant, some little silly thing that you get that you spend gobs of money on. That's a Chotsky.
Well, I'm never too old to learn, Kate.
I like the analogy, though. I like Schlotsky, so I thought, did I say Schlotsky? They do have a Schlotsky, but no.
Well, I stand corrected. You know, this issue about Medicare and the election in New York, you know, the conservative vote got split to begin with.
Right.
We had a Tea Party candidate, as I understand, had lots of money, and a Republican candidate who was rich and pretty but probably didn't know a hell of a lot. But anyway, you know, this reminds me, Kate, of back in 1990, 1991 in there when the Cold War had ended. We were going to close a bunch of military bases. Everybody was for it. And then all of a sudden, somebody says, well, you know, we ought to be doing this, but you can't close this one in my state. You know, that wouldn't be fair. You can't close mine. You can close everybody else's, but you can't
yeah.
close mine.
Yeah.
And this is what we're faced with Social Security, in a sense. And that is, we need to do something about it, but no, don't bother mine. Don't do anything with that. And we'll kick this can down the road again until, what, we're going to have a depression?
Yeah, now that you're right about that. You cannot just ignore it. It's too big to be ignored, so you can't just kick it down the road, and then people want theirs, and they don't want to think about what they might have to give up. Great call. Thanks, Dale.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
I will check the mail. I always feel badly because so many craft, wonderful emails, and I want to make sure that we respond to them, so we will do that. If you want to send us your thoughts, you go to the website, americatonight.net, click on email, and let her fly, baby. It's fast, it's easy, and we usually always get to it. How's that? I try. It's not Donovan's fault. He's fantastic. It's my fault. It's called timing. We get lost in the sauce because there's so much water cooler buzz and there's so much to talk about, and it's exciting, right? And it's also exciting to read your email. So we will do that, I promise. Before we do, let's go to Rick in Illinois because I'm sure he has something scintillating to say to us and share with us. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Yes, we're waiting with bated breath.
I didn't hear it. Thing go on, but on this Medicare stuff, you know, we can always cut out the foreign aid and spend it on American people instead of other countries, you know. That would pay for it right there, so.
Why would we do that? It's so much easier to help everyone else and then be in a situation where our debt is pushing us over the edge and we can't even help any of our own folks.
Yeah, giving them
why?
The space because they don't want to. We can keep, you know, tell them we no more foreign aid and just keep it for ourselves, and that would pay for your Medicare and Social Security and all that other stuff.
Well, the problem is, though, you know this, we want to be a good ally. Somebody else who has not the kind of riches that we have, not the power that we have, all that, you know, we're not going to turn our back. That's the un-American thing to do. But the problem is, to your point, you're right. Because we've squandered away so much money, we're at a point where nobody will call that. Nobody will do that. But if somebody did, if Congress did say, listen, we got to play catch up here and it really hurts to do this, but we just can't give out any more money. You got to rely on the private sector. That's what you would do. If there's some kind of a disaster, if there's somebody who needs a helping hand from us, sure, we might be able to give them a little bit of money, but not the millions and billions that we've pushed out there. Let's rely on the private sector to kick that in for America. Can you imagine?
Yeah. We can just bring our troops home and let everybody just fend for themselves. We're depending on us to help them out. They can, you know, start helping themselves.
Yeah.
Wean them off money. That'd save our Social Security and all that other stuff. So we don't have to borrow any more money.
The scary thing is, we keep talking about the deficit, and it's just such an ugly number. We don't even want to bring it up when you talk about the trillions. How do you, you know, what is it that you have to do that's so drastic? And it's, you have to stop spending and you have to stop lending the helping hand in a way. Yeah. Why not really get together all the people who have made money in the United States? And it's up to them. They don't have to be forced to do it, but the Buffetts, and he's generous. He's given money to lots of other countries, but get Buffett and Gates and Larry Ellison together and all of the people who have that extra bit of money where maybe they could help move some of those mountains when somebody gets into trouble.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And then billions of dollars here in America to help American people out.
Yeah. It's scary. I'll tell you, the Medicare thing is very scary because the problem with the whole voucher idea is exactly that. What if you're extremely healthy and everything's cooking along and that's great, but what happens when the premiums keep going up, you don't have a cost of living increase your entire life, you've paid into the system, and now, oh, well, so sorry, you know, you've paid into the system, but you're not going to get yours, Rick.
Yeah, I know. They keep taking out my check.
Yeah. Stop taking it out of our checks then. You know, I said this before, and I double-checked that I was right on this, but I can remember it was just for a waning moment that Bush proposed, well, with the situation we're in with the stock markets, because of little crashes here and there and people losing so much money, why don't we, and then with the Social Security system, why don't we just give people their money and let them, send them their check now, let them handle it and learn how to deal with the financial end of it. And people went hysterical thinking, oh, my gosh, we'd have to handle our own finances. We'd be better off getting the check.
Yeah.
I mean, if they wrote you the check now and stopped taking the money out of your check, it'd probably be better.
Yeah, if they're going to do that, then they should make it tax-free.
Yes, that's what I mean, tax-free, send the money back.
Yep.
Yeah, and then say, you invest it. So whatever happens, you have control over it, and you don't have to play chicken with, ooh, I'm in the in-between. I'm not too old yet, but I'm not young enough yet. Well, young, you're stuck anyway. It doesn't matter. But so anybody out there who's waiting to jump on it, we're all in a precarious boat because who knows what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad. We were born at the wrong time.
I know it.
It's like
born
somebody said, exactly, wrong family, wrong time. Somebody said to me, you'll appreciate this, Rick. Somebody said to me, wow, I didn't know that you knew sports or you did sports. I didn't know that you did this. I didn't know you did that. And the guy said to me, he was a consultant for a major network, and he said to me, It's too bad you're just a little bit too young. It's too bad that you weren't born in the era of the Diane Sawyers, because you would have made millions. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, anyway, always fun, Rick. Hang on to the wheel with both hands, okay? Keep your eyes wide open.
All right. Take care.
All right, you too. There is something about timing, and the people, you know, so it's like when you I love talking to older people. I do. Even when I was a kid, I loved to hang around my grandparents or great-grandparents because they had the funny stories. And inevitably, from the time I was probably five, I would hear older people say, it's not like it used to be. Remember how it used to be? Wasn't it great how it used to be? We'd all sit around the table. We'd go to the shore. We had a boat. We had this. Oh, it was so much cheaper. Our money went for, I mean, I would hear that all the time. I mean, constantly I would hear that in the background, and I thought, that's what it's going to be. It's always about, it was better before. It was better before. Nah, let's be optimistic. Something good's going to happen, right? Something good's going to happen with Medicare and Social Security. Without further ado, it's time to check the mail.
The mail is here!
Ooh.
Thank you, Homer. Here's a couple of quick ones for you, and we start with this from Betty Ann, who says, Kate, I've heard you mention now the stuff about the tornadoes and how sad it is and Joplin being ripped apart. One, I wonder if you've ever been through Joplin, because I haven't. It really was a beautiful place. And two, do you think this is that global warming nonsense? I don't. I think it's just weather patterns. You know, I think the weather patterns have changed, but I don't think it's global warming. And now with the ability to report things immediately, boom, 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 you start to hear it. And sadly, I guess maybe not sadly, because if the reporting gets quicker and you have Twitter and all those things and somebody can get warned, then that's a good thing. This as much warning time, as many minutes as you can give somebody in the tornado sense, I think that's good. And yes, I have been to Joplin a couple of different times, and it was a very pretty place, as I recall. And it's terrible what's happened to the people who lived there. It's that old saying, oh, but for the grace of God, there go I. Another saying I heard a lot. So that's eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Mother Nature, boom, lands there. And people in hurricanes, people listening to us in the great state of Florida can tell you what that's like. They can go back on several hurricanes and, you know, where it went through and who ultimately paid the price. And, you know, same thing with the tornadoes. Let's move along to this one. This one is from Big Jack, who says, I am sick to my stomach over this idiot Jared Lee Loeffner. Kate, did you mention this? He goes on a shooting rampage, and he had to be dragged from a courtroom. He was found mentally incompetent to stand trial on all those charges he faced. It's so sad for the families of the six people, and, of course, for the Congresswoman Giffords as well. He has that smirk. You just want to punch him in the head. I'm sorry to say it. You just want to line people up and let them take a shot at this punk. It makes me sick, and I hope that eventually he is tried for this heinous crime. Yeah, it's that whole mental illness defense. And somebody, a doctor listening to me, a psychiatrist, would just be upset with me, furious, because I agree with you. I think there may be circumstances where and that comes into play, but I don't know that I'm buying this. Was he an oddball? Was he a little nutty? I mean, what's the difference between being a little bit of an oddball, not fitting in, being a little bit of a social outcast, to full-on, he's schizophrenic? You know, I didn't examine him, but I know that this has got to be tough on the victims, because I hate to say it, there's a reason why we have a justice system. There's a reason why justice is meted out. And I guess it depends on how you look at it. Are you an eye for an eye kind of person, or do you flat out, no matter what the circumstances are, believe that criminals can change, that somebody like Loeffner, who did what he did, can be rehabilitated? And I'm going to say, I don't believe in Loeffner's case that is the case. We can count next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Topping this version of We Can Count, how about this? Columbia University president goes missing for 4 days. His name was Francisco Pierdurata, and he disappeared in a preservation area. He was a bird watcher and a photographer, and we're talking about Louisiana. He was in Louisiana. And for 4 days, he was missing. And then finally, a sheriff office helicopter cruising around trying to look for any signs of life found him dehydrated, but okay. He was leaning against a tree, too weak to walk, and the helicopter just simply sent a message to the deputies on the ground to get an ambulance ready. So they put him in the ambulance, and he's a well-respected educator who happened to be a huge bird lover, thought he was fine, lost his way, and got lost. You even had the Louisiana National Guard out there with the National Park Service and the sheriff's office searching for him. And they said that the swamps and the marshes, it was pretty challenging to go through them because, one, you've got heat and humidity. They said it was terrible. There's tons of mosquitoes. It's a thick swamp. There's poisonous snakes, alligators, poison ivy. So they say it's no place that you really wanted to go in for any length of time. What happened was the university president, his son, said that his father accidentally went off the trail and into a swamp while looking for wood ducks. So he decided to stay where he was. And they say, and this is a lesson, and this is why I brought this out, he stayed where he was, and the National Park Service says if they find that they have a better chance of surviving and they find more people when they get lost, when somehow they fall off the trail and get separated from the group and all that other stuff, and that instead of walking around and looking and being all over the place trying to figure out where you are and a little bit panicky, it's better to just flat out stay wherever it is that you get lost. So he's in the hospital, dehydrated, like I said. He's stuck in the wild for 4 days. He's a university professor, right? And he's going to be discharged from the hospital in a couple of days to check it out, attend his son's wedding in a couple of weeks. Wow. Nice of everybody to go on the hunt for him, though, wasn't it? Because that's a lot of resources there to try to find him. But the good news is there's a story where you can smile about it instead of it being some kind of a disaster where he's missing and some kind of a creature gets him or who knows what. I wonder if he had a flashlight or anything. Ugh, if I had to sleep overnight in a preserve somewhere and I couldn't see what was coming at me or what was around me, that'd be creepy, wouldn't it? Let's move quickly to sports, because there are some numbers when it comes to sports, duh, obviously. How about this? Back to the finals again for the Dallas Mavericks in NBA hoops. They're going to represent the West. So, living a dream is Dirk Nowitzki, the man who's getting the center of all the attention because he's an offensive machine for the Dallas Mavericks. It's a question of who they meet next as they knocked off Oklahoma City. And they were able to do that, beating them 4-1 in that series. So Miami is up on the Bulls 3-1. It's only happened 4 times where somebody in an Eastern Conference or Western Conference final has been able to come back and overcome those odds. So I'm thinking it's going to be Miami and the Mavericks. It's a rematch of a, sadly for the Mavericks, of a time when they were in the playoffs up against Miami and blew a 2-0 lead back in 2006. So they lost to the Heat in 6 games, and they've only won a single playoff series since then. So what a run. Dallas is 12-3 with wins in 10 of the last 11 games. What they care about is moving on to the finals. That's the treat. That's what they were waiting for. And there are some other teams in yet another sport hoping that they'll be able to say the same thing. There's nothing like a Game 7. If you're not a sports fan, let me tell you, it's edge-of-your-seat stuff. So the Lightning beat the mighty Boston Bruins. They forced a Game 7 in the East in the finals there. And worth mentioning, the Philadelphia Phillies in 19 innings beat the Reds 5-4. It's the longest game of the season so far, over 6 hours. Fans hanging around to see the end, and they weren't disappointed because the team gave them the win. Now, the interesting thing is by the time guys get their gear off, get a quick shower, get in the car, probably, let's say, if they're lucky, they get home by 2:30 in the morning or maybe even 3 o'clock. Guess what? They have a game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a day game for the Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. That's who they beat. They beat the Reds 5-4. Wow. Speeding. How about if you're a race car driver? I've always kind of wondered this. If you feel the need for speed when you're on the track, it's got to be kind of tough to tool around and force yourself to go slow. And obviously it was pretty hard for Kyle Busch. He was caught speeding at, ready for this, 128 miles an hour. Whew. What kind of ticket do you get for 128 miles an hour. I would have to say it can't be a good one. This isn't good. I hate to hear this. Cops being laid off, especially when you're talking about 80 cops. This is in Providence, Rhode Island. They say they might not have any choice, and by the end of June, that's what has to happen. They've got to save money. It is just a potential layoff situation. And then they got to figure out what they're doing with the police department. Providence has 460 police officers, in case you're curious, which means if you eliminate 80, that would represent a 17% reduction in the size of the force. Sure, they'll go by seniority and figure it out that way. They always do. And the city needed to cut $6 million from the police department's budget in the fiscal year that starts July 1st, and that's what that's about. But that's tough for the people who unfortunately have to do without police officers. I mean, summer is when crime goes up. If you have a hot summer, everybody knows that can be disastrous. And it's tough on these cities where they feel like they don't have anything they can do, and they try to get the citizens to pitch in, and they try to get them to at the very least do the Crime Stoppers thing. But I think it's a precarious situation. It is about numbers. So for Oprah Winfrey, she bowed out of television, in the sense of bowed out of her talk show, her daily talk show. 25 years, that's a very long run in broadcasting, really in any business. Can you imagine how many people that are actually listening to my voice right now, how many of you have been somewhere 25 years? Even your own company. A lot of times people start a company, but they didn't start it when they were in their 20s. They didn't start it maybe even when they were in their early 30s. So the Oprah Winfrey Show is done. And in her last broadcast, she basically told the audience that it was all about them, and they were the ones that kept her coming back. It wasn't about celebrities and all that sort of stuff. They had already done that. It was more about the break that she got by going to Chicago and all the things that have happened to her that she could not have imagined. You know, it's interesting. The Oprah power became so big. I saw a documentary called The Oprah Effect. I want to say it was on CNBC, but somewhere. And you know what the Oprah Effect is? It's like anything this 57-year-old woman touched turned to gold. I mean, really. She started a book club 15 years ago. There were 65 titles that she liked and talked about. And there's almost 2 million members in that club. And that was one of the things she did. She made a lot of people who wrote books a lot of money. She sold a lot of books. She also, I think, became known for some of the giveaways. She gave 276 audience members a new car back in 2004. But don't shed any tears if you're an Oprah fan. I know a lot of you guys are, right? Your wife trying to get you to sit down and watch Oprah. Anyway, she's expected to move on in the next few years. Maybe back in front of the camera. Maybe she'll do it sooner rather than later, because she has her own television network. So that's where the focus will be in the future. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.